Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Simone Biles takes the bronze.
Just to have one more opportunity to compete at the Olympics meant the world to me.
Mask mandates return.
I'll do it, but it's frustrating.
Back to the classroom.
For some of them, we haven't seen them since March of 2020.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo with the CBS World News Roundup. It wasn't her greatest Olympic performance, but it may turn out to be her most memorable. With the world watching, Simone Biles came back from a week of mental health challenges and in what was likely her final Olympic performance, captured the bronze medal in balance beam. Biles had withdrawn from a number of events. She consulted with professionals before deciding to perform.
I had to be medically evaluated every day, and then I had two sessions with a sports psychologist.
On the beam, Biles was solid. She completed her jumps and her flips, then a dismount with only a slight second step. It earned her a score of 14. She was a bit surprised.
Well, I honestly wasn't even expecting to medal on beam. I just was trying to go out there and hit a good beam set.
The gold and silver went to China. It may have been bronze, but on this night in Tokyo, bronze may have seemed like gold. And Steve, this was the final night of gymnastics competition.
Well, Steve, as the Delta variant pushes COVID cases higher, more vaccination requirements and mask mandates are popping up all over the country. A new one for masks in Kansas City took hold yesterday.
I'm not that excited about it. I feel like I kind of understand why.
McDonald's is requiring customers and employees to wear masks again in areas with high or substantial transmission of the virus. Same for Home Depot and some other retailers. In Wuhan, China, where the virus was first detected, mass testing is launching again after a handful of new cases. And Germany will start offering booster vaccine shots next month. More than 70% of American adults have now received at least one COVID shot. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in Missouri, where the vaccination rate is below 50%.
Steve Edwards, president and CEO of Cox Health, says some people unwilling to get the vaccine are putting hospitals on their heels, and in some cases are even blaming healthcare workers under the notion that hospitals are profiting from the pandemic.
I liken it to people returning from war and someone spitting in their eye. That's how some of our nurses feel. One of our nurses said that that's literally happened to her.
Springfield, Missouri has seen a dramatic rise in COVID patients, with average daily cases more than doubling in less than a month. Katie Towns is the director of Greene County Health Department.
This time around, the disease has affected those who are unvaccinated, which has made this disease really translate into a younger demographic.
U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's tested positive for COVID. He says he's glad he got vaccinated. His symptoms, he says, are minor. The resurgent virus figures to complicate the return to school. CBS's Vicki Barker says some kids are back in class this week.
The slam of a school locker. Haven't heard that in a while.
For some of them, we haven't seen them since March of 2020.
This Dallas school among five in the city where classes have begun a month early. A similar story in Indianapolis, where the focus is
to be super focused on where they are and then making sure we're filling in those gaps if they exist to ensure that we can make up for the year we had last year.
For this little girl in Georgia,
I'm excited to see my teacher and do lots of fun things.
But back in Dallas, this school superintendent worries that with schools prohibited from requiring masks and a new COVID surge underway,
we could be back into a situation that could get out of control.
Nearly 7 months after the attack at the U.S. Capitol, there's word two more officers who responded have taken their own lives. That would make four known suicides. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Officer Gunther Hashida was found dead at his home, according to D.C. police, on Thursday. The father of three died just shy of his 44th birthday. Officer Kyle DeFreitag was found dead in July. D.C. police say he was just 26 years old.
46% of California is dealing with exceptional drought conditions. It's so bad, some communities are running out of water. CBS's Carter Evans is in a popular tourist town.
Businesses like the Alegria Inn in Mendocino trucking in water so guests can take a shower.
Right now, it costs $600 for 3,500 gallons. That's lasting us a week.
Inn owner Eric Hillisland already conserves as much as he can, using dirty dishwater for the flowers and buying new lightweight sheets for guest beds.
You can get more of them into one load of wash, and you can cut your water use significantly.
Most people across the United States cannot imagine a situation where they turn on the tap and no water comes out.
Yeah, it's frightening.
But that's exactly what would happen if Julian Lopez was relying on the wells at his restaurant, Cafe Beaujolais.
There's just no water.
So three nights a week now, the kitchen is dark and the dining room's empty. Ryan Rhodes is in charge of groundwater management for the town of Mendocino.
Without rainfall, the aquifers are being depleted.
The U.S. set a pandemic record for air travel on Sunday, with more than 2.2 million people going through security checkpoints. Yesterday, there was turmoil with hundreds of flight cancellations and delays hitting Spirit Airlines.
I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm actually just disappointed. Let us know something. Like, you know, they can't even tell us anything.
Weather and technology issues were blamed. American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights, too. A Homeland Security official indicates the number of children traveling alone who were picked up at the southern border likely hit an all-time high last month. The number is believed to be more than 19,000, topping a mark set back in March. Former President Trump will go to court to fight the Justice Department order that his tax returns should be turned over to a House committee. His attorney says there's no evidence of wrongdoing, and the harassment of the former president is, quote, uncalled for and outrageous. Well, a new study finds that 4% of all new cancer cases last year were caused by alcohol consumption. Nearly 750,000, according to the report in Lancet Oncology. And around 100,000 were in people who reported having less than two drinks a day. CBS's Nancy Chen.
Three quarters of alcohol-related cancers were diagnosed in men, mostly liver and esophageal. But when they occurred in women, breast cancer was most common. The new findings come as alcohol consumption has spiked during the pandemic. Sarah Church is a psychologist who runs an addiction treatment program in New York.
For many people who were using alcohol to cope in one way or another, once the pandemic hit, their drinking increased significantly.
There's an estimated 10-year lag between drinking and being diagnosed with alcohol-related cancer, so doctors say the pandemic's impact is unclear. Nancy Chen, CBS News, Chicago.
Court documents indicate the divorce between Bill Gates and wife Melinda is now final. No details were released in those papers. One estimate pegs their net worth at around $152 billion. A symbol of one major city, sidelined in the pandemic, is now back on track.
San Francisco's iconic cable cars are rolling again and ringing their bells after being sidelined for 16 months by the pandemic as the city locked down.
I've been dying, counting the days.
At one of the cable car stops, a long line of people waited for a ride. Mayor London Breed says it will be free to ride the cable cars in August, with full service resuming, along with a fee, in September.
There will be fun, and it is worth the wait.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Recently, what seemed to be author Cormac McCarthy's Twitter account was given a blue check for authenticity by the site. Its 48,000 followers include author Stephen King. But it's a parody account that sometimes makes fun of the 88-year-old's unfamiliarity with technology. The blue check has now been removed. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. For Steve Futterman in Tokyo, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.